Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what to do when the devil counterattacks. You'll see what I mean as I read to you from Exodus chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, where we read this. Then, as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And they said to them, "Let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. So put a sword in their hand to kill us," or to put a sword in their hand to kill us. Now, here's the context. Moses confronted Pharaoh, and in the name of the Lord, he demanded that Pharaoh let the people of Israel go. Pharaoh wasn't happy with the demand. So instead of granting Moses' request, Pharaoh made it worse for the Israelite workers. You see, up to that point, Moses' work for Israel had made it harder, not better, for Israel. Pharaoh was angry. The people of Israel were angry, and they were more tired than ever. So Moses was just plain discouraged. Did you hear the complaint of the people in those verses I just read to you? They said to Moses, "Let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh." Now, what was the crime of Moses and Aaron? They had made the children of Israel abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh. Now, when Israel was a submitted slave to Pharaoh, it was easy to think that somehow Pharaoh was their friend. Now that the idea of freedom entered the minds of the Israelites, Pharaoh showed how he felt about them all along. Pharaoh hated the Israelites. And if they remained submissive slaves, well, that was fine by Pharaoh. But if they wanted to be free, then he hated them all the more. In some ways, this is the same as our spiritual warfare, that which we experience with the enemy of our soul. Satan seems friendly, or maybe non-confrontational to us when we sort of accept his lordship. When we go with the flow and surrender to Satan, everything seems peaceful with him. But when we start to be free in Jesus, Satan will often try to make life difficult for us. We have to anticipate Satan's counterattack and value the freedom that we gain in Jesus much more than the supposedly peaceful bondage that Satan seems to offer. When Moses first came to the people of Israel and offered them freedom, they were excited. Exodus chapter 4, verse 31 says, "So the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped." Now, when Pharaoh, their slave master, counterattacked, the faith, excitement, and worship from Exodus chapter 4, that seemed long gone. Many Christians can seem to have joy when things are easy. But true maturity in Christ is shown when we can have God's peace in the middle of the battle. No matter what you face, you can have joy and you can thank God for who he is, even if you don't understand what he's doing. You can have the peace of God even when the devil counterattacks.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.